Did you know that our Blessed Mother has appeared in America in what have been constituted as church-approved apparitions with a key message for the church and for the world, and a key message for purity and for peace? Hello, this is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're talking about the apparitions of Our Lady of America. As we talked about in our first segment, these are apparitions which technically begin in terms of Our Lady of America on the eve of September 25th, 1956, the eve of the Feast of the North American Martyrs. It's a key message. It's a critical message, and it's a message for us. And Our Lady talks about her role as Our Lady of America. Then St. Joseph comes and gives a powerful message about his role in protecting the Holy Family, the fact that he's not immaculately conceived, that's a privilege unique to Our Lady, but he is sanctified one moment after his conception, and that he does not entertain the slightest element of sin because of his proximity to our Lord Jesus. He's the foster father of God. Of course, God the Father would make him privileged in the order of grace. His company is God made man and the Immaculate Conception. Well, as we continue, I want to read to you the message of October 13th, 1956. This is the anniversary of the solar miracle at Fatima. And again, my friends, keep in mind the import of this. This is a message from heaven for our country, for the United States. It has tremendous ramifications if we cooperate. To cooperate, we have to know what she says. So I asked you to listen with mind and heart to her words, because she's going to ask for something very specific regarding the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. And it's going to be contingent on us to go forward in asking our bishops to make a real act of love and fidelity to Our Lady. Listen to Our Lady's words. October 13th, 1956. This is from the memoirs of Sister Mildred. The following is the account of Our Lady's next visit, which occurred on October 13th, 1956. Today the Holy Virgin appeared to me as I was working in my room. Our Lady was very beautiful, and she was again smiling in her heavenly way. She was dressed in the same manner as when I first saw her, except that her Immaculate Heart did not appear. Instead of the lily, she held with both hands a small replica of the finished shrine of the Immaculate Conception. She then began to speak. Her presence overwhelmed me with its holiness. I was compelled to stop my work, for it was impossible to go on. I then knelt down and wrote Our Lady's words as she desired. Quote, "This is my shrine, my daughter. I am very pleased with it. Tell my children I thank them. Let them finish it quickly and make it a place of pilgrimage. It will be a place of wonders. I promise this. I will bless all those who, either by prayers, labor, or material aid, help to erect this shrine." Now, Our Lady is talking about the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, which is the national shrine of the Catholic Church in the United States. At that time, it was still under construction. So Our Lady appears with a finished replica in her hands, talks about the importance, calling people to complete this shrine because she has designs of great grace on the shrine. Now, this is followed by a critical message, the message of November 15th, 1956, and soon followed by a message for the U.S. Catholic bishops. On the morning of November 15th, 1956, Our Lady taught me this little prayer, quote, "By thy holy and immaculate conception, O Mary, deliver us from evil." Beautiful little prayer. Our Lady then asked me to draw a picture of her first appearance. She also requested a statue made according to this likeness and placed after being solemnly carried in procession in the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. She wishes to be honored there in a special way as Our Lady of America, the Immaculate Virgin. So, what's the request of Our Lady? That a statue be made based on her appearance as Our Lady of America. And we'll see that the image of Our Lady of America is rather remarkable in the sense that there is a golden crown with a very high piked points on the crown. It's very distinctive. It's a like a royal crown with very high spike-like elements of the crown, and that her statue, based on the image, would be solemnly processed into the shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. We're going to see that Our Lady asks this shrine to be processed in the presence of her bishops. They're beautiful Old Testament images of this, when the Ark of the Covenant was solemnly processed into the temple, and that Our Lady wants those in charge in the authority of the church, she wants her bishops, her sons who are successors of the apostles, to do this as an act of love and recognition of her. She'll go on and say this. This is January 1957, and I quote, "The hour grows late. My son's patience will not last forever. Help me hold back his anger, which is about to descend on sinful and ungrateful men. Suffering and anguish, such as never before experienced, is about to overtake mankind. It is the darkest hour. But if men will come to me, my Immaculate Heart will make it bright again with the mercy which my Son will rain down through my hands. Help me save those who will not save themselves. Help me bring once more again the sunshine of God's peace upon the world." Then Sister Mildred comments, "To my spiritual director, I was asked to send this message, quote, 'Hurry, my son, for the time is short, but the punishment will be long, and for many, forever. Tell the bishops of the United States, my loyal sons, of my desires and how I wish them to be carried out. Through him who is head over you, make known the longings of my Immaculate Heart, to establish the reign of my divine Son in the hearts of men, and thus save them from the scourge of heaven both now and hereafter.' Our Lady, again addressing herself to me, spoke sadly yet hopefully, quote, 'My daughter, will my children in America listen to my pleadings and console my Immaculate Heart? Will my loyal sons carry out my desires and thus help me bring the peace of Christ once again to mankind? Pray and do penance, my sweet child, that this may come to pass. Trust me and love me. I so desire it. Do not forget your poor mother, who weeps over the loss of so many of her children. My son asks of souls love, that true love willing to sacrifice itself for the one loved. Man fears to sacrifice himself because he is selfish. If souls would place themselves into my keeping, I would teach them the way of true love. If men truly loved my son, they would not quarrel with each other, and they would have peace in their own hearts. Peace is from within, not from without. If mankind were at peace with itself, there would be peace in the world. Man will only have peace if he has in his heart that true love of neighbor that springs from a wholehearted love for my son. My sweet child, if love does not have its root implanted deeply within the soul, it will die out or be rooted up by the first storm that besets it. O child of my pure heart, tell my children to come to me and learn this true love of my son, which is so necessary for their peace of soul." So, what does Our Lady say in this message? It is so critically important. She has asked that the bishops of the United States would solemnly process a statue of her as Our Lady of America, the Immaculate Conception, into the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. The beauty of this request, my friends, is that there are already many statues of Our Lady in the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, our National Basilica. But Our Lady wants a shrine of her, and we're going to see that she promises tremendous graces of purity for our country if we will respond, if the bishops of our country will respond. And what's our task? Our task is to pray, to do penance, to make this desire known to our U.S. bishops that indeed the promises of the graces of Our Lady of America will take forward in our country. And remember, she's promised spiritual miracles, miracles more numerous, believe it or not, than Lourdes and Fatima. Not miracles of the body, but miracles of the soul. How much we need that from our country, how much we need it for the world. Let's pray and do penance. Let's obey Our Lady of America and do our part. This is Mark Mirabali saying thank you and God bless.